But when the season ended and in minicamp, you seemed very enthused about your second season. Picked up where you left off last year?
Yeah, definitely picked up where I left off. I mean, with this new staff, I mean, it's just taking us a whole nother level, another jump. But to be back here, especially in pads, you know, you really got to get back to the fundamentals. OTAs, minicamp is a lot different from when you head to the training camp and you finally put the pads on. But all is well, and it's fun to be back.
Can you talk about, what you hope to do and the jump that you hope to take here?
Like you said, just pick up where I left off. I have high expectations for myself. It really set my goals high, and there's lots I want to achieve. But at the same time, you got to take baby steps out here. You got to get to know your teammates, understand the defense, and from there, you know, as a unit, we can grow to do good things.
You know, in this 3-4, typical 3-4 base, you got two outside linebackers, you got double-digit sacks, and then you got something going. Kruger's done that. Can you be that compliment?
I believe I can. And with his mentorship and Slowick as a coach, and Ray Horton is his defense and the past success he's had, I'm really excited because, I mean, this defense, you know, the outside linebacker is a crucial position in the defense. And, I mean, here in training camp, it all starts here, and we just need to grow and develop each and every day.
Did you study the Browns from 2013 or the Titans the last 2 years to get a look at his defense?
Yeah, definitely studied the Titans last year to get familiarized with defense, especially during OTAs, and saw the success they've had on the outside and, you know, different opportunities just for different position groups. I mean, I feel like every position had a sack, and that's what he harps on, and that's what we're excited for. It's going to give everyone opportunities.
Nate, what changes, if anything, might have an Ogba kind of go from the defensive line outside linebacker? Certain guys need to step up more?
If anything, it's a huge relief for him just because he gets to go back to what he's done in college, you know, having his hand down, not having too much on his plate as far as, you know, having to worry about drops and things like that. He'll drop every now and then, but he definitely can just put his head down and go.
What about you and Xavier? What do you guys talk about when you kind of put your heads together and look forward to the season?
I mean, we've both had lots of great success in college, and then, you know, the next big thing is, you know, that's why they brought us here. We need to continue that here, especially with Danny. We want to do some great things up front and really set the tone and make a statement and be the great defense we know we can be.
Is it asking too much from a bunch of second-year guys? I mean, you know, none of the three you played maybe as much as you would have hoped as a rookie, and then all of a sudden asking you guys to kind of lead the defense?
I mean, it's what, you know, you either sit back and wait or you go up and accept the challenge. And we're up for the challenge. And, you know, we need to come out here and prove ourselves every day why we deserve that starting spot. But at the end of the day, it's going to be a battle, and that's something we're looking forward to.
When they call the first team defense on the field for the first set of team drills, you've been the guy, right, pretty much every day?
Yeah, pretty much every day. But at the end of the day, it's going to be competition.
Yeah.
You know, we got guys coming in and out. Positions are never solidified, so you need to come out and compete.
Can you talk about the development of Robert Kruger, what you've seen him go through since the day he showed up to now?
I mean, he's definitely comfortable out there in the pocket. I've had a chance to grow close with Robert, you know, and get to know him personally and his family and things like that. And to see him and where he's at now and the swag he's got is fun, because that's what you want in a quarterback. You want to be out there loose, enjoying himself, controlling that offense. And you can see everyone gravitates towards him, and they trust him and know he's going to do good things for us.
Nate, from your position, what's been emphasized throughout the preseason about getting better at stopping the run? From an entire defense standpoint?
I mean, as a defense, you know, that's what we want to be known for, stopping the run, not letting anyone run on us. And so, I mean, it's only been, what, day two or three with pads now. We've still got a ways to go, but we just need to continue to take baby steps and fix the little things, details. That'll make us great as a defense down the road.
I know we talked about it at the end of last year. You felt like you'd started to come on, and you said you want to pick up where you left off. But looking back on it, was there something that clicked for you that said, you know what, I finally feel comfortable in the NFL?
It just with time, you know, like anything else. Once halfway through the season, I really start to get comfortable with the speed, the playbook, and finally just was able to go out there and play loose. And I had a lot of mentors around me, and teammates leaning on me, expecting good things from me, and so, yeah.
Is there a hurdle to get over when you kind of look at either the left tackle or right tackle you're going to be going against and say, either I know this guy's name or mm-hmm. I see that he's a big-time NFL guy, and now I got to go beat that guy?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, left tackles get paid big bucks, and so that's where the challenge is at. And week in, week out, you're going to have guys that are great at that left tackle position as well as that right tackle. And so be able to go back and forth from the two sides. It's a challenge I'm looking forward to every week. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's just how I'm going to better myself and become the pass rusher I want to be.
Much interaction, and you know, how much has DeMario Davis kind of helped you this season? What have you noticed about him?
Oh, man, he's, you know, growing up, I was a big Ray Lewis fan. And to have DeMario on the team, he reminds me a lot of him. Just listening from Paul and how, you know, he got to know Ray when he was at Baltimore and to what DeMario is now and kind of just watching. You know, he's very similar in that way. Very faithful man in his religion and to his family. He's very grounded, and so that's someone you definitely look up to as a young cat. And just guys around the defense, you really gravitate towards him because, you know, he's the heart and soul of that defense.
Nate, where are you guys at defensively in terms of the guys playing behind you? I'm speaking more of the safety position. With it being somewhat of an unknown, some new faces there, what's the comfort level?
Right now, training camp, it's crazy competition because you got guys out there making big plays each and every day. You got guys making interception, coming down during our live periods, making big hits. And so it's hard to, you know, pinpoint a finger who's going to be the guy back there. But at the end of the day, you know, we have guys back there that are doing great things for us and making stops and making those interceptions.
What should fans know about Cam Johnson?
Have you seen him? He's a sleeper. You know, he was practice squad last year, but right now he's definitely up there competing for the starting job. And he's another guy that, to have an outside linebacker room with experience that, you know, we can kind of just get together as a group and learn from one another, and excited to see where things go ahead in training camp.